Today we're going to discuss shaking a woman's hand. In business context, you go for a job interview and the woman that's interviewing you sticks out her hand. If you do not stick out your hand to shake her hand, it is a very high likelihood you will not get the job. So is it mutter? Is it something that you have to lose job opportunities over? Is it something that you're allowed to do? Or even not in a job context, what about just embarrassing somebody? You are looking at a house to buy and the real estate agent is a non-Jewish or non-religious woman and she sticks out her hand to shake your hand. Should you embarrass her in that situation? There's a famous column in The Ethicist in the New York Times. Randy Cohn wrote a column a long time ago where she said that the real estate agent should be insulted and the real estate agent should back out on the deal and should void the contract if the person is going to be so disgusting that they're not going to shake your hand. The most intolerant piece of literature perhaps ever written. I don't know about that. But you know, it's just this wildly over-the-top kind of article that she had written. So what's the halacha? What does the halacha have to say about it? So someone just sent me a sefer recently called the Makariv Biyamin, a sefer on halachos of Kiruv, written by, I think, a bachur, someone by the name of Chaim Avram Zakatinsky. I think he's Yosef Zakatinsky's nephew from SKA. But anyway, so he wrote a whole bunch of essays on Kiruv type of situations, halachic issues that come up in Kiruv type of situations. So many of these Mar Makomos are from this sefer. Let's go through the inyan beginning to end. First of all, where is the issur to touch a woman come from? So the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos Lo Se Shinun Gimel writes, Hizir Me'ikarev Elachas Me'arayos Ha'elu V'afilu Below Bia. You're not allowed to come close to the arayos even without bia. Kigon, chibuk, v'nishuk, chadome. Hugging, kissing, all those things are asur, and it's all based on the pasuk lo sikrevu. That lo sikrevu legalos erva. You're not even allowed to do things that are karov to erva. The Rambam in Isuri bia perchav aleph halacha aleph kol abal erva min arayos derech evarim. Oh, shechibek v'nishek derech taiva. Someone who gets hana'a out of physical contact with a woman, with arayos, is in violation of an isur d'oraisa and gets malchus. For Rav Yosef Engel, I think in Asfon d'oraisa, where he has an essay about the concept of siyag d'oraisa, that where do we ever find that the Torah itself makes fences around dinim in the Torah, gives the Shita Sarambam as an example. That the real din in the Torah that the Torah is trying to keep you away from is bia with an erva. But the Torah itself made a siyag not to even come close to bia. The Ramban famously disagrees and says that it's only nisad rabbanon to do negia b'derech chiba with an erva. But it is aser. Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer simchav sivkan aleph haba alachas men arayos derech evarim ashechibek v'nishek v'nena b'kiriv basar harez aloka v'chashal al arayos. That someone who does chibuk v'nishuk is chayv malchus, meaning paskins like the Rambam. It's an iser de'o raisa. However, all of this was about chibuk, v'nishuk, nothing about shaking hands. It was about hugging, kissing. What about a tap on the shoulder? What about happening to bump into somebody? All of this is an issur d'oraisa. So there are two types of negiah. There's negiah b'derech chiba, which is clearly described by the Rambams that I read to you and by the passages of Shulchan Aruch that I read to you. And then there's negiah shelo b'derech chiba. Negiah that's just incidental touching. Like the Rav Moshe talks about, if you're on a subway and it's a crowded subway and you're bumping into people and it's gross, you don't want to bump into people, and there are some of the people that you're bumping into are women, so you have to avoid a crowded subway. If you see the subway car is crowded, just not go on that subway because of negia. Rav Moshe says no, that's negia shelo b'derech chiba. Negia shelo b'derech chiba is mutter to do with women, even if the women are nida. The only person that it's also to do negia shelo b'derech chiba with is one's wife when she's a nida. That's a halacha that the Gra points out in the Bira Gra in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Nida, and all the poskim in Hilchos Nida say that even negia shelo b'derech chiba is usher with one's wife when she is a nida. Yeah.
Sorry, I was supposed to get Rabbi Levin.
No, he's not here. Is he upstairs still?
Yeah, I think so.
He left already.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry. Okay, let's see if we can dub that out of the recording. So negia shelo b'derech chiba is usher with your ishto nida, with your wife and she's nida, but mutter with any other woman in the world. So that's just the basic halacha. Now, based on that, now that we know the basic halacha, where does shaking hands fit in? Is that called negia b'derech chiba, or is that called negia shelo b'derech chiba? If it's derech chiba, it's going to be usher, even if you're going to have to lose your job over it, because even if it's only an issur d'rabbanan, probably, because you know, but Makam Shesh Chol HaShamein Chol can, even if it's going to embarrass someone, because Makam Shesh Chol HaShamein Chol can cover the Rav, you don't worry about human dignity when the dignity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at stake. But if it's Negiya Shalom B'derech Chiba, then it's Mamish Mutter. Then there should be no problem with it whatsoever. So there are several shittos. The Stipler Gaon in his letters, Karina de Igrusa, Simon Kuf Samach Beis, writes, it's an Isser Gamor. This is Negiya B'derech Chiba. It's exactly what the Rambam is talking about. And he says that Omrim Shem HaChazanish She Omar Shezeu B'din Yehorg Val Yavar. That Chazanish said it's not Bezrayu of Gilei Arayas. It's Yehorg Val Yavar. Not only do you have to lose a job, you'd have to lose your life rather than shake a woman's hand. Pretty strong statement. A Talmud of the Chazanish, Rav Binyamin Zilber, in the Chuvus Oz Nidberu, Chelik Bey, Simon Ayin Gimel, discusses this issue where someone asked him, come on, is shaking a hand really Negiya B'derech Chiba? A hug and a kiss you do to people you love. Shake a hand you do to anybody you meet. You don't have to have any sort of chiba, any sort of feelings for them. You shake everybody's hand. So that's called Negiya B'derech Chiba. Come on, there's no way that that's called Negiya B'derech Chiba. So Rav Zilber responded, yes, it is Negiya B'derech Chiba. He says, I don't accept your metzius, that it's not Derech Chiba at all. He says, it's a lower level of chiba, but you shake someone's hand when you're fond of them, when you want to show a certain fondness, a connection, when you want to show a certain ava for them. It's not the same level of ava you show when you're mechabek u'menashek somebody, but it's still some level, and that's what's usher to do to a woman. You're not allowed to show any level of ahava toward a woman. That's called Derech Chiba. Any level of chiba is going to be usher. On the flip side, Rav Chaim Berlin in his Tshuvas Nishmas Chaim says that dafka about shaking a hand, he says you're not being mechave in l'shum davar, you're not trying to be mistakel, you're not trying to get any hirhurim out of it, and it's just a normal derech animus, it's a normal menschlich way to greet a person. So he says vadayim yuchali zar bezeh matov. If you could avoid it, that's really great. Let's say you can't avoid it, like the woman sticks out her hand first. So you can't avoid it. There's no easy way out of that situation. And you're not being mahar or anything. So then ein lahachmir b'zeh. Then you should not be machmir in this. You have to keep in mind what kind of reputation from Jews are going to have. You have to be misayiv shem shemayim al yadecha. You have to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu beloved through your actions, through the way you behave as a religious Jew, and therefore you have to have a certain sense of derech eretz, and you shouldn't give people the impression that yirei Hashem shem mishugayim ve'inam balei derech eretz, that people of yirei shemayim are crazy and that they don't have derech eretz. That's what Reb Chaim Berlin writes. Now, on even more Makel Shita, the Ezer Mikodesh, and Ebn Ezer, Simon Chav Siv Karnal writes, Nira Pashut, Dirak Chibas Bia, Hua Iser, Vahainu Shabedaito Oz Laskarvila Labia, O Shabetsapa Laachar Kach Biomahu Lavo Aleha, Rak Shalafisha, Yeshlo Ezer Mania. He says, I think Negiya B'derech Chiba is very limited in scope. Negiya B'derech Chiba means that you are trying to get her to sleep with you. But if you are touching her in a way where there's no plan to try to get her to sleep with you, then it's not Negiya B'derech Chiba. That's what Ezer Mikodesh sounds like he's saying. Problem with that is, that's very hard to accept. Come on, did the Ezer Mikodesh really believe that? That if you have no plans to sleep with the woman, it's not called Negiya B'derech Chiba? So maybe you could argue that what he's really saying is that the type of negios that are called Derech Chiba are the types of negios that would come up, if you'll excuse the term, in foreplay. It's the type of negios that would come up as a precursor to Bia. But one doesn't start a physical contact that's going to lead to Bia with a handshake, ever. That's not the way it ever starts. It doesn't lead down that road. So it's not considered to be Negiya B'derech Chiba. Maybe it's just being magdir what Negiya B'derech Chiba is. One could have been mechalik differently, that one could have been mechalik between extending a hand to a woman and responding to when she extends a hand to you. In the Sefer Alichos Yisrael, so we saw that in fact Rav Chaim Berlin was mechalik. He said it's pashut if she extends her hand to you, that's a big bizayin to her to not respond in kind. So he says, I would avoid extending my hand to her, said Rav Chaim Berlin. But if she extends her hand to you, then I would shake it, Rav Chaim Berlin says. Then I think it's mutter to shake it. In the Sefer Alichos Yisrael, page Resh Pei Aleph, he quotes that he asked Rav Gustman if a woman extends her hand to you, if you're allowed to shake her hand. And Rav Gusman held the Chumrah, like the Chazanish, like the Stipler, Asur Lasei Slos Yado, Afim Hi Kvar Hushitas Yado, V'tzorich Lomer Lashe Eino Rashe Lassos Ken Mitam Das. You need to explain to her that it's a religious thing, you can't do it. Ve'ein Oso Ken B'Shum Pam, and you have to tell her, it's not you. I don't shake any woman's hand, I only shake my wife's hand. Something like that, you have to say something that it's only something that you do with your wife, for nobody else. And he says, he adds in, in my mind, it seems to be a gratuitous comment, but I'll mention it anyway, that the Hayu Rabbanim Sha'avru al Zeh, Va'asu Ked Bebatek Nesiyo Shalahem, V'kulam Nishtaku V'yardu Mata Mata, Ad Sha'avru Yisurim Yosu Chamurim Yizeh. That there were rabbis that used to do this, that used to be makel on this issue, and sure enough, things got out of control and they started violating much worse Yisurim. I know what he means. Bebatik Nesios, I hear that. That's terrible. In shul, the rabbis are going around shaking the women's hands. Okay, that enachinami, maskim. That should be definitely be avoided by all accounts. But I think there's a far cry from that to in a business context where you're being interviewed, where a woman sticks out her hand to tell her that you're not going to shake it. So what do the poskim say? Halacha lemaisa, bottom line, end of the day. What do we hold? So here are the shitos as far as I know them. Chazanish and all those in the camp of the Chazanish, Yahar Gval Yavar, you can't do it, absolutely yasser. There are many people that hold that way, and there are people that are makbid that way in the Yeshiva Shevelt and the Chassidus Shevelt, fine. Rav Moshe writes in a couple of different shuvas that it's asr, and he writes in Ebenezer, Simenun Vav, that I understand the svara for those who are mekel is that they hold it's not derechiba v'taiva, but he says, aval lemaisa kashal ismuch al zeh. I have a hard time being somich on that. Elsewhere, Rav Moshe writes in Orchaim Simon Kufyut Gimel, Pashut Sha'asr. Not Kashal Ismochazeh, Pashut Sha'asr. So in the Sefer Makariv Biyamin, in Simon Yodalit Ha'ara 8, he quotes from the Sefer Alichos Yisrael that maybe in one context, Rav Moshe was talking about a case where the woman extended her hand to you. In that case, he says, Kashal Ismoch, to extend your hand to her, Pashut Sha'asr. That's probably what he means. That's what he suggests. However, we do have reports from that Rav Moshe in other circumstances was Mekel. Even though in the tshuva is in print, he was Machmir, there are reports that he was Mekel. I was very skeptical about any such reports. I emailed my brother who married a great-granddaughter of Rav Moshe to try to find out from the family if it's true that when people used to ask him the Shiloh that he was Mekel Keseder, he said he heard no such thing, that Rav Moshe was Mekel Keseder. But in Rav Sturmbach's tshuvas, in tshuvas van Hagos, Chelek Dalet Simon Shin, he said that he had a particular Shiloh, it's a more complicated Shiloh, but a particular Shiloh where a student went and asked the Chaznish, who was Machmir, then the guy went and asked Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe said, just do it in a way where it's clear that it's not Derech Taiva. A nice, quick, brisk handshake. And that's fine, because that's not Derech Taiva. As long as it's clear from the way that you do it, you not to take her hand and kiss it, or you know, like do it, or hold it too long, like they say when Rav Dov Lifshitz was such a warm person, he wouldn't shake women's hands, obviously, but when he would shake a buffer's hand, he would shake his hand and put his other hand on top of your hand and hold it the whole time he was talking to you. You know, like, don't do that. But shake, a quick, brisk handshake, that Rav Moshe was, according to Rav Sternbach, Rav Moshe was Mekelon. They say Rav Salvechik held to just do what they call the dead fish, just to give your hand and just leave it there and let her shake your hand instead of you shaking her hand. Problem with that is you're not going to get the job. If you go on a job interview and you just like put your hand out there and you give like the yeshivish handshake where you don't do anything and she shakes it, you're not going to get the job. Rav Willig always said that the quick, firm handshake, he used to say bone-crushing handshake is the best way to go because that's clearly not their chiba. Squeeze hard, but then he said you're not going to get the job either. So he said, okay, a quick, firm handshake. One, two, just quick, and that's what you do. Like Rav Moshe says, based on Rav Sternbach reports that Rav Moshe had said. Rabbi Scheinberg also is quoted in Halichas Yisrael who as saying that the B'makam al-Banas Panim, if you can embarrass someone, Yesh Lahakel, you could be Mekel, but Avul Yasabof and Sheinu B'Derechiba. Do it in a way that's clearly not Derechiba. Again, a quick, brisk handshake that's not B'Derechiba. Then Rav Scheinberg says, but if you want a real good way out, a real simple way out, is to sneeze. As she sticks out her hand, sneeze on your hand. Be like, ah, sorry. And then she'll retreat because she'll be disgusted. You probably won't get the job, though. But, okay, meaning, you'll say, how could they not hire me because I sneeze? They're not hiring me because you sneeze. They're hiring you based on the impression that they get in the first 3 seconds that they meet you. On a job interview, the first 3 seconds are the most important seconds of the interview. So they're just going to, it's already going to be unpleasant. Chances are you're not going to get the job. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was also makel about handshakes based on a different makar. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi in Sota, talks about how the Kohen would have to put his hands underneath the Sota's hands when they waved the Karban. So the Yerushalmi says, what do you mean? It's a mechura davar. Kohen is touching the woman's hands. So Yerushalmi has two answers. One, that he was a zaken muflug, he was very old, and therefore he doesn't have taivas. And number two, he says, the Yerushalmi says, it was such a short amount of time, it wasn't enough time to have a taiva. So Ravana Salvation said, a handshake is a very short amount of time. A quick, brisk handshake, and that's fine. It's not enough. It's not like you're holding hands with the woman. A quick, brisk handshake, and that's not enough time to have real taiva. And Rav Shechter also held that it's mutter, especially in a situation, particularly in a situation where there is no taiva, there is no chiba, there is no attraction, meaning if it's an unattractive woman that you're not, that sticks out her hand, he thought that there was pashut, not going to be any sort of issue if there's no sense of taiva associated with it. So everyone should follow their own poskim. Again, those are the basic shitos that exist on the topic.